You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The 23rd annual American Red Cross Evening of Stars on April 21st at the Marriott in Normal features a man who, like a star, has spent plenty of time in the sky. It's Captain Sullenberger, the pilot for the Miracle on the Hudson. Steve Denno is the co-chair of the event, and he says Sully Sullenberger is more than a star. He's a hero.
He was somebody who was, you know, really prepared and operated in an extreme condition. And if you think about that, that has a real parallel mission with the American Red Cross, the amazing volunteers, the amazing employees of our Central Illinois Red Cross are there to help people in our community in times of extreme need, just like Sully.
Do you think that Sully is, in himself, someone who believes in supporting the Red Cross and the important work that they do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Sully was not only a hero for landing that disabled aircraft, and he saved all 155 people on board that day, but he continued to be involved in communities across the country, community-based organizations just like the Red Cross, and he's one of the top thought leaders today on safety. He speaks about safety across the country, and I know he's testified on Capitol Hill on those issues.
What are sales like so far? Because he is quite an extraordinary person to be bringing in for the Evening of Stars. How are the ticket sales so far?
Our sales are going excellent. In fact, this
is
probably
brisk.
Very brisk. In fact, it's the most brisk they've ever been.
Really?
In the history of Evening of Stars.
Why do you think that?
I think it's the popularity of our speaker all around the community and different community events. I have multiple people coming up to me all the time saying, I've got my tickets already, or I'm about to get my tickets. I want to hear Sully speak. We sold out over half the tickets already, and we're just at the beginning of February. So I would encourage people, if they're interested in doing that, call the Red Cross office, 662-0500, and get your tickets as soon as possible.
How much are you hoping to raise with this event, Steve?
Over the 20 years that this event's been going on, the Red Cross has raised over $2 million, and those monies stay within our local community. So that's why Crystal and I, my wife, are personally motivated to be the co-chairs of this event. We love our community. We see it as an investment in the community. It parallels with our personal lives, but also our professional lives.
How does it get used? I mean, do we use it for classes, for people to learn things at the Red Cross? How does the Red Cross use it?
They use that money to run blood drives that all of us and have used perhaps in the past. They're supporting our military families, which is incredibly important, and they're there for families during their times of needs, whether it's a fire here in town, tornadoes going through Washington,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's such a great partnership between the Red Cross and my organization, Country Financial. We're there, too, at times of needs for our people, and many of the times in the communities, we're shoulder to shoulder working with the Red Cross, helping people get back on their feet and working in those communities.
Steve, can you describe the evening for me? I mean, is there a cocktail hour? Is there a sit-down dinner? What goes on?
Well, if your sponsor, and our sponsorships are going very rapidly, there's a sponsor reception before the actual event, and that gives you an opportunity to actually meet Sully. And then the event itself, I would say, is the largest fundraiser for our Red Cross. It is a formal event. We intend to pack the Marriott, hoping to sell 900 to 1,000 tickets. So it will be a full event. There's a happy hour sort of at the beginning, and then Sully will be the keynote speaker. We have a couple other surprises in store that we're working on right now that I'm not going to talk about now. You got to be there to see it. But it will be an action-packed and a very meaningful night. You know, I look at this as really a night of inspiration. I hope people are inspired by Sully's discussion. I think they'll be inspired by the mission of the Red Cross and seeing how the Red Cross has helped people in our own community. And we hope people are inspired to give and continue to support this really important entity. And I will say that there's an amazing crew, using that term, of volunteers who put the Evening of Stars on every single year. There's probably a dozen to two dozen committees, volunteers from our community that organize this. There's a PR committee, sponsorship committee, multiple committees. And these people don't do this for just one year. They've been doing it multiple years in a row. And I think that talks about the engagement of our community around the Red Cross and around this event. It really speaks for itself. They're amazing volunteers.
That's Steve Denno, co-chair for the 23rd American Red Cross Evening of Stars, coming up April 21st at the Marriott in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.